The time at 15 past 11. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store. All right, well, Paul Ramo is tied up for a second here. Maynard Meyer here filling in for the first part of the show here to kick off the brand new season of the Gardening Corner with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery. How you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing great. Welcome spring.
Yeah, finally is here. Got rid of that cold weather. It started to get a little better out there, huh?
It sure is. People are getting antsy and starting to come in and get a few spring things and all that.
Yeah, see, the seed catalogs have come out, I guess, and all that stuff, so everybody's... that's a sure sign of spring, right? The robins in the seed catalog, something like that. But.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's good. And we're going to talk a little bit about what you should be doing to get prepared for the new season. And we do want to encourage people, if you have any questions, be sure to call them in over here to 320-598-7301. That's 320-598-7301. We'll present them to Dwayne on the show here. Or you can email them over, and they'll pop up right in the screen in front of me here at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. That's klqpfm@farmerstel.net. So, what's new in the gardening business there, Dwayne?
What I think, Maynard, you know, the questions, you know, that's what we're here for, to answer people's questions. So
that's right.
Makes a difference. So, like we've always said, there's no stupid question. And if you have a question, probably a lot of people have the same question.
I think I've asked some stupid questions, but
there's always an exception to every rule.
Yeah. I'll just leave those alone. And I think we do have a couple we'll get to here in a little bit. But what should people be thinking about here as they're preparing for the new season?
Well, like I said, you know, welcome spring is kind of just starting, kicking off, because you can't be too early. And over the years, I've told a lot of people that, and patience sometimes, patience. But it's probably spring cleanup time. You know, get out there on the lawn and rake up, pick up sticks. There's a lot of sticks out there, and kind of evaluate everything that's out there. And been driving around, and I think a lot of people could be pruning their bushes. I mean, this is a good time to do that, so you get a kick off, so they get new growth. And
how about mowing? When should grass, as I was walking, taking the garbage can down to the street the other day, and this looks a little long, but you know, a little early to mow. But when should you start thinking about mowing the lawn?
I think it's plenty early, but you know what? It's going to start greening up now. It's supposed to be 70 degrees again this weekend. It was 70 degrees here yesterday, 100 degrees in the greenhouse.
Yeah, we had officially 69.8, I think, at the airport. So that's about as close to 70 as you can get.
Yeah. Yep. So it's going to green up fast, and we've had some moisture, and so I think it's cleanup time, and, you know, when you do that first mowing, that kind of cleans up the lawn and always looks better. So don't do it when it's wet out there, but, you know, it's the beginning of the beginning. So whenever you think you can get out there, and I don't think you're going to do a lot of damage or anything.
Okay. How about spraying for those dandelions and all that? If you didn't do it in the fall and you need to do it in the spring anytime?
We'll talk about that in a month.
Okay. Sounds good.
Way too early for that.
Right.
It's cleanup time.
Put your sprayer away for now.
Clean up your perennials. You know, mow that lawn, and then next week maybe we'll start talking about, you know, fertilizing and all that type of stuff. But I think we need a good week of cleanup, and, you know, it's good. You know, like the grass that you got in front of your house, Maynard?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to cut those down, because they start growing, and they probably have started growing. It's a lot easier to prune them back without that green growth in there. So if you do have grasses, this is the time to get those cut down and prune those bushes up before they start growing. And it's a lot easier to see the shapes and of everything, you know, before they get a lot of leaves on there. So this is getting ready for the bloom time and the springtime. So I would definitely call this, and I've said it many times before, is the cleanup time outside projects.
Okay. Well, how about somebody just thinking about planting a garden? Maybe they haven't done had a garden before. What should be the steps should they take?
Well, you know, even people that have had gardens, you know, a lot of them, you're always supposed to plant your potatoes on Good Friday. And we have all kinds of potatoes in, so that's ready to go. Potatoes and onions and some of those cold crops you probably could start putting in. If you're going to do a garden, it would be good, you know, if you're going to plant it into existing lawn, you're going to have to till that up really good or get rid of that grass some way or some kind of tiller to kill that grass, but that's plenty early to do that. So till it up, till, and then you're going to have to add some, depending on the soil, some compost, peat moss. I would suggest Earth Elements fertilizer to get some minerals into the soil. And compost is great. So there's a lot of stuff to get ready before you start planting your garden.
Okay. You guys do tilling, or they have to look for somebody for that?
There's a lot of people around town that do tilling. We just get so busy at this time of the year that we can't go and we won't go and till people's gardens.
Okay. Well, I know Tom and Betty Chester in town here do, and I know there's a few others that are advertising that they're doing some tilling. So, we can find somebody for them if they're looking. They can give us a call.
Yeah, it's about that time people kick off their gardens. And I've been working, I don't know if it's hard, but been working in the greenhouse doing cuttings and seeding and planting for a couple months now. So our greenhouses are full and look good. And, you know, they're still young plants. And if you want to have a taste of spring, stop into the everything growing. It's people are amazed when they come in. They says, oh, it sure smells like spring. And things are starting to bloom. Geraniums are blooming and pansies are blooming. So pansies and some of those types of plants, starting to think if you could plant them outside.
Any new varieties or anything that are of interest?
Oh, yeah. There's some. There's a new flower out there. A lot of people have been talking about these supertunias, which is a proven winter plant. There's a super petunia called looks like a fried egg. And that's kind of cool. It's a neat plant. Over Easy, it's called. We got a couple new vegetables. Tumbling Tom tomatoes, which is you plant it in a hanging basket, and it drapes or tumbles over the side. And it's a small, like a cherry tomato. And we have that in yellow and red cherry tomatoes. That's kind of a new one. There's also, it's called Roma tomatoes. Roma tomatoes is what you make sauces out of, and spaghetti sauce and that type of stuff. And improvement on Roma tomato. Roma is kind of a category. Then there's La Roma tomatoes. And now a gentleman has introduced me to La Roma 3 and La Roma 4, which are a lot bigger Roma tomatoes, so you don't have to peel these little guys. And they're about 3 to 4 times bigger than a regular Roma tomato. It's a paste tomato. So I would strongly, if you want to try something new, the Tumbling Tom tomatoes or La Roma 3 or La Roma 4 tomatoes is, I think, would be really interesting this year, especially if you make some sauces.
Okay. So I did find one gardening question here that I know is a new one. So let's give you that one here. It says, I planted some bare root elderberry trees last spring. They're just above the grow tubes, and I can see the buds. Should I start watering? Or what should I do?
You know, it's April 10th?
Mm-hmm.
I hope we don't have to start watering yet. We've had some moisture. I think they're fine. I don't know what an elderberry tree is. Usually they're elderberry. Let me get that phone call off.
Oops, okay. You're saying you don't know what an elderberry tree is?
Well, a tree is a stock elderberry type thing. You know, it's a bush growing on top of it. Usually it's an elderberry bush.
Okay. And
I don't think, I don't know why you have a tube on that. But I don't think you need to water yet. if you are watering, I put some fertilizer on there, and it's going to rain.
Okay. Well, there must be a little moisture in the soil because my sump pump's kicked in a couple of times. I heard it last night, as a matter of fact, not very often, but every now and then I hear it running down there.
I don't think we need to water yet. We got a long season.
Are we sitting pretty good on moisture all the way around right now?
Use moisture, you mean the farmers and the gardeners?
Yep.
They have to have something to complain about. We had a couple good shots of rain, and it's still really early. And if you get too much rain, you'll get your garden in or you don't get the fields planted. So let's get them planted, and then it'll rain.
That's right. Well, we can hope so anyway.
Things coming up. Easter's not far away. So if you need Easter lilies or Easter flowers, Heather Nursery and Floral in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo can sure help you out there. It's also Arbor Week and Earth Week in a little over a week, and so we're going to have some specials there on trees and shrubs and that type of stuff. And you know what else? It's prom. So if you haven't got your girls and guys, if you haven't got your prom flowers ordered, it's definitely time to do that.
And also, we always like to put in a push for, if you're going to buy flowers for a funeral or something, whether it be locally or elsewhere, it's a good idea to give you a call rather than doing one of these, I call them factory-type flowers or something, that they just put them in a box and send them out, and you don't know what kind of condition they're going to be in, because you can deliver them, of course, locally, and then you're the part of the telefloral system.
I appreciate that, Maynard. If you're going to deliver have flowers delivered to somebody or pick up flowers for somebody around Madison, Dawson, Montevideo, or this area, I would strongly encourage you to use a local florist because they know what flowers they have and what they can get, and you're going to get something that, the people are proud of, selling you. If you can shop locally, that's great. It's a lot, the younger generation, and not even the younger generation anymore, orders everything over the internet,
Right, right. It's just as easy to call you.
Just as easy to call us, and then you get to talk to me or...
That's right. You got to talk to a real human being.
A real human being.
None of this AI stuff or whatever, but you never know what you're going to get. And push one for this and two for that and all that kind of thing, so...
That works in about everything else in the world, too. So
that's right.
We have lots of flowers and take care of it. We've been doing this for many, many years, and we've been doing the garden show for many years, so hopefully people think we know what we're talking about.
Right. And, of course, if they need some landscaping, as we say, done or whatever, they can give you a call, and you can help them out, maybe help with the design if they've had losses to what to do.
Well, that's one of the things I like to do is the planning part of it, And so if you need help or have questions, be glad to answer those and kind of know what kind of plants do well around here and know the new plants. So if I can help you out there, be glad to help you with some landscape plans. And we have landscape crews that help install it. Or we do landscaping, we have a lot of those supplies on hand, like the edging and the fabric and the rocks and the dirt and things for your garden, so we can help you out. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid to call Heather Nursery and Floral.
All right. Well, Dwight, we're just about running out of time here. Why don't you give them your hours and locations there?
Well, again, we're in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, and we're open usually. Each store is different, but on Dawson here, we're open from 8 to 5 o'clock. In Madison, it's 9 to 4. Montevideo, it's 8 o'clock to 5:30, and you can call any of the stores, and we can help you out, and be glad to help you, and don't be afraid to give us a jingle.
All right, sounds good. Well, Dwayne, appreciate the info today on our first edition of the Garden Show for the brand-new season here, and we will talk to you again next Thursday morning.
Yeah, so everybody get their questions in, or
that's stop. Right. Anytime during the week, and we'll save them up for you.
You bet.
All right, we'll see you next week, Dwayne.
You bet. Everybody have a great week.